Have you ever wondered just what a Christ-centered life would be like? Oh, I know it would be characterized by holiness and purity and so on. But how does one get to that point? How does a person make Christ the center of his life? Do you have questions like that? If that's the case, stick around. The next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to make Christ the center of your life. One of the most spectacular revelations in all the Bible is found in the book of Colossians. In fact, it's called the mystery which hath been hidden from ages and from generations. The next verse in the chapter tells us what this mystery is. It is the fact that the Creator of the universe, the hope of the world, the King of kings and Lord of lords, the one before whom every knee shall bow, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, dwells in our lives. Now, if that's true, and it is, what place do you think he should occupy in our lives? Should he be our master? Should he be our Lord? He said, "You call me master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am." Now, how do I go about that? What must I do? The first step is a deep commitment of all that I am and all that I have to his Lordship. Following that step, there must follow a life of personal commitment and obedience. Jesus said, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Now, obviously, I cannot obey the truth if I don't know the truth. The first step I must take is to begin a constant practice of learning his word. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." How? How do we learn of Christ? Jesus himself gives the answer. "The scriptures," he said, "are they which testify of me." So we must make sure that we have a daily intake of the Word of God through Bible reading and Bible study and so on. Another means of making Christ the center of our lives is prayer. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Prayer has been a vital part of the lives of the men of God down through the ages. David said, "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." So set aside a time every day to get into his word and spend some time in prayer. Another vital means of keeping Christ the center of our life is fellowship. The church provides a means whereby we can assemble with the people of God and find encouragement and strength from the lives of others. I have never seen a person live a successful Christian life who neglected the fellowship of those of like precious faith. The Bible says none of us lives to himself and no one dies to himself. The last thing to mention is the overflow of all this into the lives of others. Witnessing is a natural result of this kind of life, a deep commitment to Jesus Christ as Lord, daily time with him in the word and prayer, a heart that responds in obedience to his voice, and a vital fellowship with other Christians. Witnessing, in a real sense, is the barometer of our lives that tells how the other aspects of our walk with Christ is getting along. Jesus dwells in our lives and wants to be the center of all that we are and all that we do. When we allow him that central place on the throne of our hearts, the Spirit of God floods our lives with the peace and joy that only he can bring. May God bless you as you make Christ the center of your life.